AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden delivers a video message ahead of tomorrow's 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
America and the world commemorate you and your loved ones.
Before visiting the 9/11 memorial sites, President Biden says he knows firsthand anniversaries are painful.
As if you just got the news a few seconds ago.
He's urging the nation to remember and return to the feeling of national unity that followed that awful day.
Unity and resilience. The capacity to recover and repair in the face of trauma.
Biden also recalls there were attacks on Muslims and people who look different, with the tragedy bringing out the dark side of some.
We saw a national unity bend. We learned that unity is the one thing that must never break.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Some Republican governors are threatening legal action against President Biden's executive orders outlining vaccine requirements to stop the latest pandemic surge.
The requirements could impact some 100 million Americans, from the private sector to the federal government. Republicans say the president's overreaching, and some are threatening legal action. He says, have at it.
We're playing for real here. This isn't a game.
Visiting a Washington middle school, the president says he's disappointed that some GOP governors are being cavalier with both the health of kids and their communities. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a study of 600,000 cases in 13 states over the summer shows vaccinations save lives.
Cases over the past 2 months, when the Delta variant was the predominant variant circulating in this country, those who were unvaccinated were about 4.5 times more likely to get COVID-19, over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized, and 11 times more likely to die from the disease.
This is AP News. Refugee flights from overseas bases housing Afghan evacuees have been stopped because 4 Afghans arriving in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the measles. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
These individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing. All arriving Afghans are currently required to be vaccinated for measles.
A U.S. government document viewed by the Associated Press warns that the outbreak could have a severe impact on an evacuation that since August 15th has moved more than 130,000 people out of Taliban-held Afghanistan. Louisiana State Police Commander Colonel Lamar Davis tells the AP he wants to know why 2/3 of cases of use of force by state troopers in recent years have been directed at black people. Davis, who is black and has been on the job less than a year, says he would welcome a U.S. Justice Department pattern and practice investigation into potential racial profiling if necessary. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.